Well, we would sure appreciate prayer this morning that the Lord would have his way and that he would give us a voice. We've been fighting this laryngitis since the middle of the meeting, so. I wrote on the board, how deep? I want to study a little bit this morning about a very, very simple subject. The parable of the sower, in particular a few verses in it. In Matthew the 13th chapter and the 3rd verse, it tells us, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Now, what is a sower this morning? A gardener, right? A farmer went forth and he put his seeds in the ground. And it says, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And so I want us to think a little bit this morning about these seeds that fell on stony places, and the seed in the good ground as well. We'll read in a few minutes. But if you drop on down to the 20th verse, it says, but he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. You know, this morning, how do you get this this root, so that you're not falling by the wayside? Do some people just have more root in themselves? Do they just have more training? Do they just have more something from God? What is this root anyway? Because I'm thinking this morning, I believe that all of us can make it through in good shape, because it's not us, folks. It's something deeper than us. But we have a part to play in this. And I want to read one more place. Luke 8 and 13 says, they on the rock are they. This is talking about the same parable or one like it. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. Now I want us to think a little bit about what this parable is talking about. Because it tells us that there is a type of person, okay? That the seed, the scriptures tell us that the seed is the word of God, doesn't it? The seed is the word of God. We hear it. We hear it. And it says, which when they hear, they receive the word with joy. You know, there's something wonderful about the word of God, isn't there? There's something wonderful about the message of real salvation and eternal life, and a life walking with God. And so we want that, don't we? And so people hear that. And Jesus details out 4 different kinds of people there, or different kinds of soil. And he tells us here that the seed is the word of God. The earth is our heart. The earth is what we are willing to provide. The Lord's willing to provide His seed. He's willing to provide His word, the word of life that will give us eternal life. But it is you and me that provides to the Lord something. And what is that? Because He said here, He said there is one type that is like a seed that's dropped on stony ground. And it hears it. It loves it. With joy it receives it. But in a little while, something happens. And He says that when the sun was up, it says they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. Well, why wasn't there a root? Why wasn't there a root on the end of that? The seed had moisture. It grew, but it stopped growing. Because the soil, it says, had no depth. It didn't have any depth of earth. Because it was on a rock. There was some reason that the root could not go down. And I would that God would take this little simple parable this morning and meld it into our hearts until we each one decide, okay, if His word is the seed, and that seed sprouts, and I receive it with this little bit of soil that I have, then what stops it from going on down? There's a rock underneath there. He said there was no depth of earth because there was a rock under there. You know, when you plant a seed in a garden, you try to make sure that there is depth there, don't you? Because you realize that if the roots do not go down, then in a hot day when it doesn't get watered for a couple of 3 days and somebody goes out of town and it doesn't get rained on, it's going to die. Folks, I want to tell you something about things that the roots have went down. When the roots go down and they go deep, the wind can blow and it might bend that thing. But when it's all done, it comes back up, doesn't it? There's something about it that God put in it. It is His growth. It is His plant. It is His seed. The plant is from the Lord. But we have to know that the root goes down. There has to be something unseen to the world that goes down and penetrates the earth and begins to draw its strength, It's moisture from something below. And then when the wind blows or the sun comes up and things around it begin to be scorched, there isn't any scorching to be had. The sun only makes it grow more. And so this morning, I want to challenge us today. I know many of us know what this means, but we've experienced it for many years. But I want to tell you, I would like that all of us would know what this means. That all of us would realize, I have to provide the Lord something. There has to be no resistance after a half an inch. See, you can plant a seed in a half an inch and it'll sprout and grow. Did you know that? But I want to tell you something, it's not going to make it. It's not going to make it. I can predict that ahead of time. It's not going to make it. Because there's no depth. A soil. Instead, there's a rock. And so this morning, what is it that we give to God? That we yield to Him? Lord, send your roots anywhere they want to go. I only say yes to you. I have no resistance in my life. And so I want to talk about some different things. In the 8th verse of Matthew 13, it says, but other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. You know, you plant one seed, don't you? But it grows and it produces so much more than that one, doesn't it? It's beautiful to see. Now I want to give you children some statistics, okay? There's a plant called a common ragwort. And that plant, you see, the seed is in the fruit, isn't it? That one plant can produce up to 200,000 seeds. Now, I don't know if you can all take that number in. It's pretty big. 200,000 from one seed. Now, I want to tell you, we don't give any glory to that plant. God made it. It's an amazing thing. And there's all different kinds of plants. And I want to tell you, there's an ailanthus tree that that lives, and it can live over 100 years old. And it says ailanthus trees that live over 100 years can produce about 52 million seeds. 52 million seeds. You think God is not a God of wonder? You think he does not have a pretty big imagination? The difference between him and us is that he can make it happen. His imaginations come to life. One plant, one tree, 52 million seeds. I want to tell you, we don't want to look at ourselves and say, well, what do I have to offer? I will tell you what you have to offer. You have to offer your will to him. You have to offer the soil of your life that says, Lord, wherever your root wants to go, wherever your word takes that, there'll be no resistance. There'll be no rocks. There'll be nothing to stop your word. And I want to tell you, the Lord does the rest. See, he makes the plant grow. We can't make ourselves grow. We can't study enough to make ourselves grow. And we should study, but we can't make that happen. We can't pray enough prayers to make that grow. Not if we have a rock underneath his will. And so this morning, I just want to encourage us today. God is a living God. He wants to produce in our life a living life. He wants to produce things that we could never do. See, we could dream of things, but we can never make that happen. God can make it happen. God can take a seed and make the most amazing things. You know that it says the smallest seeds in the world come from tropical orchids and weigh just 10 billionths with a B. 10 billionths of an ounce. So 10 billion of them would make an ounce. If I'm doing my math right, I think that's right. 10 billion. God did that. He thought it up. He decided, I'm going to make one that has a seed so small that it'll take 10 billion to make an ounce. That's a pretty amazing thing, isn't it? That's what God does. God wants to do things in your life and mine because we give him our life. Not because we do something for him, but because we give him our life. And of course, you're going to be doing things. You know, the largest seed in the world is the seed of a palm tree. It can reach about 12 inches long and weigh up to 40 pounds. That's a big seed, isn't it? That's God. God can do that. And I want to tell you something. He takes each one of our lives and we say, well, I'm not like so-and-so. I can't. Well, thank the Lord you're not like so-and-so. You know, he made you to be just like you are. He made you to have your personality. And he wants to take that and he wants to begin to use his word to direct that. He wants to begin to use his word to change us into his image. And I want to tell you, the fruit that comes out of our life has the seed in it. And so he wants to begin to Maybe it'll be a big old 12-inch long, 40-pound seat. Maybe it'll be one little old seat that weighs, what was it, 10 billionths of an ounce? That's amazing, isn't it? That tells you what the work of God does. The Lord is not looking for you and me to say, "Here, Lord, here's my qualifications." He's looking for us to say, "Lord, when your seed plants in my life, I have nothing to say but yes. Lord, I have nothing to say but, Lord, have your way in my life. I want to live godly for you. I want to live holy for you. And I want you to have your way. And I want you to have your will in my life without any reserves." Is that okay? Amen. Of course it's okay. I'll say it myself. Of course it's okay. The Lord help us today that we submit ourselves to God and to the plan of God in our life. Because when we do that, then it is not us that becomes on display. It becomes the work of God in us. That's what's beautiful this morning. So why do we slip back? Why does after a little bit the sun comes up? I want to tell you, it says, tribulation, persecution ariseth because of the word. By and by he is offended. Or it says, in time of temptation, these have no root. You know why? Folks, we've got to provide the Lord our part. And our part is a heart that says yes. Our part is a heart that says, "Lord, I am going to set my love on you. I'm going to set my affection on things above on purpose. Nobody's going to have to make me. You're not going to have to get me down on my bed of affliction. I am going to set my love on your things." And I want to tell you something. When you do that, then God does his part. And we begin to grow. We begin to produce fruit. We begin to have seed within that fruit. And there's something, I believe, very attractive about the gospel if it's in its right form. So this morning, I just want to challenge us today, folks. I don't know what your past is. I don't know what, there's a lot of different people. I can't know all those things. I can't know what has tripped us up in the past. But I want to tell you something. The Lord wants us to have roots that go down deep into our life, that there isn't anything that will stop those roots, and then God will do the rest. When that wind comes along or that scorching sun comes along, that little tree is, it's not going to be strong enough in its own. But I'll tell you what God does. He feeds it through the roots, doesn't he? And through the leaves and all of that photosynthesis and all those things. And it grows and it grows upward. And so the Lord help us today to give the Lord more than a little bit of soil. Because it said, because it had no depth of earth. Folks, that's the part that we give the Lord. We give him, "Lord, whatever you deal with me on, that's where I go. Whatever I have to give up, that's what I'll give up. Whatever I have to seek, that will I seek after." And I really believe that when we do that, there will be a growth in our spiritual life. That when the devil comes along, how is it? Well, how could I ever be strong? I will tell you how, because the Lord does those things for us. He is able and he is willing. When we do our part, and that's to give him that depth of soil. You know, when it comes to building a house, we want to build on a rock or something solid, don't we? A solid foundation. We want to do that. But not when it comes to growing a garden. Now, Jesus gave us the parable of the story of the man that built his house on the sand, didn't he? And he told us about the one that built his house on a rock. And the storms came and the floods came. And they came against that house. And he says, it fell not. You know why? Because it was built on the rock. And he said, when you do these, you hear and you do these sayings of mine, you're like that man that builds his house on the rock. That means when the Lord speaks to us through messages, through his word, through the pricks of his spirit, through our spouse telling us things, through other people helping us to understand, all those ways that God uses, and we allow that, and we do what the Lord wants us to do, then we'll be like a house that's built on a rock. And when the floods come, it'll tell us what we've been building on this morning. So I want to encourage us to build our lives in such a way that we have followed the Lord all the way. And he said something about the man that built on sand, didn't he? The man that built his house the way he thought he ought to build it. But it wasn't built on the things God said. And when the floods came and the storms came, what happened to the house? Children, what happened to the house that was built on the sand? It collapsed, didn't it? It wasn't able to stand, and it didn't have any foundation under it. And so this morning, I know this is a little basic this morning, but I really feel inspired about it, and I would like for the Lord to bless each one of us today, that we'll let the word of the Lord penetrate our needs and penetrate those places. Jesus said over in Luke 9, and 23 and 24, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. My followers are going to do this. If you want to follow me, this is what you got to do, he said. He says, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? And so the Lord tells us what it means for us to offer to him that soil. That means that whatever he tells us, we say yes. We obey. We're obedient, aren't we? Whatever he has for us to do. What are some of the things that would stop that from going down? What are some of the things that would stop the root from going down? Think about it. Because we provide the Lord that willing heart, that willing mind, that desire. We provide that to the Lord. And the Lord can help us to desire things more. But I think about the things that I have observed through my life. You know that the way we look is a big deal to some people. It's such a big deal to some people that they won't let the Lord work in their life. I won't go there. I won't look different than the world. You know, we have to be willing to look like God wants us to look. Now, that doesn't mean that I tell you exactly everything. That means we have to be willing to let the Lord deal with our hearts. Is that all right? You know what? This morning, we have to remove these things. Because if in our hearts we say, I'll never go there. I have to fit into the world. When I go out there, I don't want them looking cross-eyed at me. Well, I want to tell you what, you'll never make it. You're not going to make it. You're going to have to be willing to bear the reproach of the Lord. And then you can make it. That's what allowing that soil, Lord, whatever you deal with me, and I know it's you, and I'm willing, then I'll go there. Our friends, do you know that is a big deal? You know that is a game stopper? Did you know that that's the end of the road for some people? I won't give my friends up. I won't. Well, you know what? If your friends are leading you on the road to eternal damnation, We need to give them up, don't we? We need to change our friends then. That's one of the costs. That's a hard place. Sometimes I've even heard, I remember, I think it was Brother Leslie, and one of the big deals was this girl he was going with, and he knew it wasn't, he couldn't go God's way and go with her. Well, you know what, that's a hard place, isn't it? I wouldn't tell anybody that's not a hard place. But I'll tell you what, take the plow and let God plow your heart. Let him plow those stones out of there. Lord, all I want to know is one thing. I want to know your will. And I want to know that I know your will. And you know, I believe the Lord can help us with those things. As we reach out after him. Now, we can't ask God to let the skies fall on, you know, Lord, unless you let the sky fall, I won't believe this. But we have to seek him. We have to seek him with an honest and a good heart. And let the Lord teach us his ways this morning. You know, our dreams. I don't know about you, but I had some dreams in life. You have some dreams in life? You know, the best place we can put those dreams is right into the Lord's hands. Say, Lord, I want you to drill that root right down through my dreams. And I want it to be your dreams all the way. Now, I'll tell you what, when the storm comes and when the sun's scorching and there's trouble in the congregation or something, things come up, families have troubles. People have, Jesus had troubles when Judas came up. He was, you know what, things come up, don't they? Those things pass too, don't they? But I'll tell you something. If we've been drinking from the Lord and we've been letting him have his way and those things come up, we'll know where to get the water. And our root will have moisture and our plant won't dry up and scorch and die. Oh, I'm just thinking about spiritual prosperity this morning. I love spiritual prosperity. I think God wants us to prosper spiritually. He wants us to have a fullness of his spirit in our life. He wants us to be a stabilizer in the midst of many things. That's what happens when people's roots go down. When a tree's roots go down, the Lord might want to put a 25-foot taproot down right through into our life. He doesn't do that for everybody. Others, he has other kinds of plants, other kinds of flowers, other kinds of fruit. And they don't have the same kind of root system. Theirs is different. But it's all got a root system, doesn't it? Our pride. Maybe it's our parties. Maybe it's dreams of the wealth of this world. Or maybe it's the lust of the flesh. We just, you know, somebody was telling me not long ago about someone else, and they was telling me about how that they had the Lord had delivered them from the lust of the flesh and the things of this life. And somebody else was actually in a Bible study, and they were glorying in the flesh, in the lust of the flesh, in the things that we were delivered from. You know, we have to give those things up. We have to change our focus. We have to change our ideas. We have to look to God. Lord, change me, make me. If you'll send your word to me, I'll obey it. If you'll help me, I'll let you have all the space you need. I'll remove the hindrances. Lord, if you don't want me to go with that crowd, because you know sometimes, I'm not pointing to anything here. I'm just talking general things that we all know happens. If I go with that crowd and I know that they're going places that I can't go, then I'm not going with the crowd. You see, those are hard things, but they want me to go. But they're my best friends. Well, maybe we need to change some friends. Okay? I'm just talking truth this morning. Maybe it's time for us to lay some things down and take God's way. Maybe that's a hard place for us. I want to tell you this morning that God has a life of victory for every one of us. A real life of victory, of peace with God. Peace in our hearts. And God wants to give it to us this morning. The lust of the flesh. Or are we maybe afraid of some other reproach of the cross? Oh, I want to just encourage us this morning. Those things, the fears that we have, well, what if this happens? I don't know, but I've determined one thing. If God will help me to know what His will is, I will do it. I don't care what it costs me. I will do it at my life. I will do it by the grace of God. You know what? Only God can give us those graces. But I want to tell you, if we will let Him work with us when the times are good, let the roots go down now, because I want to tell you, when times get bad, I've seen it many times. I've seen it quite a few times. And we want then, oh, we need the Lord. But we are already suffering the loss because we didn't let the Lord when He knocked, when He tried to work, when He tried to put His roots down into our life. In 8 and 15 of Luke, we read this already. I'm just going to quote it again. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Do you know that there is one that will not let the encumbrances of life take over? It won't let some misunderstanding take the word away and we just decide there's nothing to it. It won't let there be hard things in the place. But there is a kind of heart, folks, that has honesty and goodness in it. And that is that we tell the Lord, Lord, deal with me and I will be honest with You. Lord, I will be honest with my fellow man. I'll be honest in such a way that if I was on the other side of this bargain, that I would say it's a good bargain too. You know, that's a pretty good test, actually, for most of our things. And so, folks, in an honest and good heart, heard the word, keep it. And they bring forth fruit with patience. Their vine grows up. Their tree grows. It's the work of God. The word is His seed. And it grows. The word grows in our life. And it grows into a spiritual habitation that God can dwell in our life. Isn't that beautiful this morning? Oh, the Lord wants to do that. If we find ourselves in an error, you know what an honest and good heart's going to do? It's just going to say, I found myself in an error. Lord, I'm really sorry. And I'm embarrassed. But I'm going to do it Your way. And if You'll help me, I'm going to humble myself. Do you know that's the honest heart? God's not looking to take a people and turn them into some kind of robots. He's looking to take a people and feed them with life from above. He's looking to feed their souls and their lives until they become honest, productive, godly citizens of heaven. He calls it the salt of the earth. That's what the Lord called it. The salt. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. Sure, He is. He is through us in our plant this morning that God has put into our hearts. And so this morning, maybe we see one illustration of this would be maybe somebody's done us wrong. And maybe we just feel like, you know, we need to right this thing. We need to right this thing. They're going to pay. You know what the word's going to do for us? It's going to take that out of the way, isn't it? We're going to have to give that up and give our rights to God. And give that to God, the one that can actually do something about things. So, in an honest and good heart, Jesus said, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Let's give it all to God. Let's let our soil run deep. You know what the Lord makes the best compost, the best earth there is out of? It's made out of compost. It's made out of stuff that's dead, that's dried, that's whatever. And it falls off of everything else. And when it's given to God's system, to His ways, you know what He does with it? It deteriorates. And it comes back to be the best stuff we can have. God wants us to give Him the things that we don't understand. The things that would destroy us. The things that, Lord, but I don't know what to, but I don't understand. Give it to God. He has these little things that begins to just take that and turn it into something really beneficial. God does that. He wants to take all the negatives in our life, and when He gets through with it, it'll be the greatest positive there ever was. Is that all right? He'll do that. It's the good stuff. It's the composted stuff in gardening. In spiritual terms, you might say it's the stuff given to God that He works with this morning. Oh, let's remember something, folks. The soil is not something provided to us. It's what we provide to the Lord. The rock is a part of what some of us will try to provide to God. And so His word can only go so far, gladly, but no further. In the time of temptation, we fall then. So I want to encourage us today, if we'll give ourselves to God and take our hands off, I think we'll be amazed at what God will do in our lives. Don't think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. God allows those things. It's not going to blow us over. It's not going to burn us up. It's going to purify us. It's going to make us better suited for heaven. So the Lord bless us this morning. Folks, I want to tell you something. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Can we say that this morning? The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And He addeth no sorrow with it. Y'all pray for me that I can make it all the way to the end. I believe these things with all my heart. Amen. Lord bless each one of us.